Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Oh, you know that crazy is in there. You know it. You can identify it. It's that little voice inside doing crazy things, but most of the time you can push it down. Abby here's going to tell you, maybe it's time to embrace it.
Yeah, you got to give yourself permission to be a little crazy, because I don't know about you, but every time I hear a man say, "Ah, oh, my ex, she was crazy," there's always a little voice that says, "But what did you do to make her crazy?"
That's the truth.
Well, now, according to @Jackie_Flynn on TikTok, she says, women, we need to start giving ourselves permission to be a little psycho.
Controversial take, but I've never once regretted being a psycho bitch to a man. Oh, I'm sorry. I've regretted not, and like biting my tongue and like trying to be the bigger person. Like, I can think of so many times I did that, and I like look back on it and I'm like, ugh, like I wish I would have like popped off. I wish I would have like said this or done that. But like, I look back at the times where I like left a man at Waffle House at 4 a.m. because he pissed me off. I don't regret it. I think about the time I like egged someone's car. Don't regret it. Think about the time that I like spam someone off like fake numbers. Don't regret that either. Like, sorry. Like, now, like, would I do all that stuff today? Like, no, but I don't regret doing it because I was sticking up for myself. That's why I take it. But like, I literally cannot even tell you like how many like ex-boyfriends and stuff, like I would let them screw me over so bad, and I would just bite my tongue and like silently just be like, can I talk to you real quick? Like, that. Like, I don't want to talk to you real quick. I want to pop the off on you real quick. That's my mindset.
And all the there are over 2,000 comments of women being like, no regrets, assert the dominance. Somebody else said, for real, just go off, ladies. He's going to say you're crazy regardless. And another person said, once I called a man over 75 times and he still came back. So,
oh, damn. Wow.
Yikes. So isn't her saying, like, I'm just sticking up for myself? I feel like that's a little bit of a deflection to justify your bad behavior. Like, yes, he probably did something very deserving of, you know, what your retaliation, right? But I don't feel like, I feel like there is a little justification of the bad behavior. Let's acknowledge, like, doing that stuff, while highly entertaining, you know what you're doing, you know what you're getting yourself into, and it's there's probably better ways to handle the situation.
Revenge is a young person's game.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. You got way more time. Go ahead, plan the revenge. Go ahead and do whatever you have to do. There's a window of revenge, right? And then you start having kids or you get married and you just don't have time for that kind of revenge anymore.
if you can walk around with that mindset, more power to you. But I feel like, looking back on it, anytime somebody made me come out of character, even when I feel like I was justified, I hate it. I never want to go back and like accept that I allowed someone to make me do that.
I'm very competitive, and I think when it comes to something like this, if I give in and I do something that goes against my values just for revenge or just to get back at somebody, it feels like a big L to me. It feels like they won. Like, they didn't make me do the bad behavior. That's not normally what I would do. So if I do it, they win. And I don't like to lose.
You can't control what people do, but you can control how you react to
it. Right. 100%.
And don't get me wrong. Like I said, highly entertaining. I'm trying to think in my younger years if there was anything. I mean, there's probably some stuff I wish I would have done. So I get where she's coming from. Like, in my early 20s, like the guy who cheated on me with my sorority sister, et cetera. Like, yes, I probably wish I would have gone a little more ham, instead of, there's some instance where I felt like I just kind of like rolled over and took it. And I wish I would have stood up for myself a little bit more. But what good is going to come of that?
I can't remember what the instance was and why I deserved this, but I'm fairly certain at this point in my life it was something that I deserved. But I was working at the Taco Bell, at the Bell, back in high school, and there was a girl there that we hated each other. And you know, in high school, there's only love and there's hate, right? We hated each other. I can't remember what I did to her, but on her break, she went out. I think I've told you guys this before. She went out on her break and she got some black shoe polish, and on the side of my white car wrote, "Bert is a D," and it never quite faded entirely out. So at first it was really, really, really black, and it never quite faded out.
I mean, that's you could have her arrested for that.
Yeah, well, it was a different time back then. And I couldn't sue her because she was probably right. It's not even slander.
I don't know. I've always regretted being a little bit crazy. To me, I realized the power that you hold is in the indifference, because then they realize they can't control you, and that's going to drive them crazier and crazier as time goes on. So it's not going to give you that instant gratification now, but as time goes on, you're going to send them to be Looney Tunes.
And because a lot of people do stuff just for the reaction. Like, that's their sick way of getting attention.
Absolutely.
And you're giving it to them.
The Bert Show.